a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movies and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But now I think I'm able to carry. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it
good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. I am Kel Marvette. I'd like to thank you, everyone, for joining this evening. This is our special Friday episodes in which we're doing the series on the series of Our Heartbeat Matters, of social issues, national and global. We'll be doing these on Fridays. During our 4 to 6 episode time. Everyone to join us on this effort. Our next song coming up is coming from Eminem and Hayley Williams. Included.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
It's 98, like I'm eating lunch off a styrofoam tray,
yeah.
Trying to be the next rapper coming out the eight, hoping
down
for a record deal to ignore my pain, yeah. Now let's pretend like I'm on the stage,
check,
and when
check
my beat drops, everybody goes insane,
okay,
and every my name. And everywhere I go, people wanna hear me sing. Oh yeah, and I just dropped my new album. On the first week I did 500,000. Gold in the spring and diamond in the fall. And then a world tour just to top it all off. And let's pretend like they call me the greatest. Selling out arenas with big ass stages. And everybody love me and no one ever hated. Just try to use imagination.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Okay, let's pretend like this never happened. Like I never had dreams of being a rapper. Write raps up in all of my classes. Like I never used to run away into the blackness. Now let's pretend like it was all good. Like I didn't live staring in the notebook. Like I did the things that I probably knew I should. But I ain't have neighbors, that's why they call it hood. Yeah, now let's pretend like I ain't got a name. Before they ever call me B.O.B. or A.K.A. Bobby Ray. I'm talking back before the mixtape, before the videos and the deals and the fame. Before they ever want to pair me to Andre. Yeah. So let's just pretend and make wishes out of airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
And it seems like yesterday it was just a dream, but those days are gone, they're just memories.
Let's pretend Marshall Mathers never picked up a pen. Let's pretend things would have been no different. Pretend he procrastinated, had no motivation. Pretend he just made excuses that were so paper thin they could blow away with the wind. Marshall, you're never gonna make it. Makes no sense to play the game, there ain't no way that you win. Pretend he just sat outside all day and played with his friends. Pretend he even had a friend to say was his friend. And it wasn't time to move and schools weren't changing again. He wasn't socially awkward and just strange as a kid. He had a father and his mother wasn't crazy as shit. And he never dreamed he could rip stadiums and just lazy as shit. Fuck a talent show in the gymnasium, bitch. You want him out the shit? Quit daydreaming, kid. You need to get your cranium checked. You're thinking like an alien and just ain't realistic. Now pretend pain just make him angry with this shit. And there was no one he could even name when he's pissed it. And his alarm went off to wake him, but he didn't make it to the Rap Olympics. Left to his plane and he missed it. He's gonna have a hard time explaining to Haley and Laney these food stamps and this weak shit. Cause he never risked shit. He hoped and he wished it, but it didn't fall in his lap, so he ain't even here. He pretends that
airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars. I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Y'all doing? Yeah, my name's Colt Ford. I got my boy Brantley Gilbert in here with me. We just some country boys from Georgia. We're gonna do a little something about the dirt roads that we come from. I'm gonna rap a little bit. You feel like singing?
Yeah, bro.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm chilling on the back road, laid back road, dudes from Georgia. Smoke blowing out the window, a nice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory lane up in the headlights, got me reminiscing on the good times. Said I'm turning off a real life driver.
Back in the day, pot farmers place to go. Load the truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire, then call the girl. King in the can and the Marlboro man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. When we learned how to get the cut, fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue.
Yeah. everybody on the street.
We don't want to help them.
Kids and families in Africa with no food to eat.
We don't want to help them.
Someone dealing with molestation, their orientation, no destination. Guess what? We are all God's children.
Good evening, everyone. You are tuned to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 26 minutes after the hour. I'm trying to thank everyone for joining us this evening. If you'd like to join the conversation at the top of the next hour, be sure to call in at 347-838-9545 and press the number 1. That's 347-838-9545. Our next song coming up is coming from Colt Ford, entitled "Hey Y'all."
It's a country fiesta.
Hey y'all, let's ride. Party going on the riverside. Hey y'all, jump in, let your hair down, go off the deep end. Cold beer, hot things, nothing but a chicken wing. Get your girls screaming with that southern drawl.
Hey y'all, cut off, that's right. Sugar's so sweet, the chickens won't bite.
doctor told her that she could not conceive in. She miscarried 6 times before Stephen. That's her husband's name and he's from Cleveland. He said, I love you and he tried to console her. Prayed together, cried together, held one another. But something said to him that she's still gonna be a mother. He remembered what the doctor said and he said, so what?
I won't lie.
Immaculate visionist, 180 style and grinding pellets don't fade me. Elegance and Enoch, let one bless thee. His phraseology's indistinctive, and Joshua has the last word. Forget what you heard, Jairus of word. I'm new or being quiet.
Oh! someone somewhere hurting. And though the sun fills your sky, tears fill someone else's eyes. Even though you're alright, there is someone lonely tonight. So help me, Lord, please, to touch somebody.
To the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 16 minutes before the hour. I kind of thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for our comedy break, and it's coming from featured comedian Samson.
I do want to see some gay weddings. Like, like everybody else that messed up marriage, let us pee on it too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm ready to, as a matter of fact, I'm so ready to do it. I went and I bought my own minister's license online. I bought it. Like, I'm serious. I really did. Like, I went and in like 3 or 4 clicks at $14.95, I got my license. Like, I'm serious. And they sent me like this little cone I can put up in the window that says minister's business. I can park wherever I want to, you know. So, like, I'm like really on a roll. So that and healthcare, you know what I'm saying? And, like, with the healthcare thing, like, it's just I really didn't know how important healthcare was, like, how vital healthcare is to society, period, because there's a lot of crazy people walking around. You know, there are people who need people to talk to. There's people with HIV who need medications. There are people, you know, who have cancer and who have a lot of different needs. They're just a wide spectrum of things that people need, and that's why we need healthcare. So, you know, I didn't know how vital healthcare was until I had a situation that occurred. I developed like a heart arrhythmia. Y'all know what that is. It's like when your heart starts to beat irregularly. So I thought I was going to die. And I ran to the ER, you know, and I'm not covered. And even if you're not covered, like, and you go to the ER, they have to see you. But they don't have to give you everything that you need. So, you know, I went in there, and, you know, I was just sitting in there. You know, they was like, what type of health insurance do you got? And I was like, oh, you have to have health insurance. And they was like, well, you know, I tell you what, we'll give you 2 pills, okay? And they gave me like, like seriously, they gave me like 2 pills, a smack on the ass, and they was like, all right, boy, go home and watch TV, relax. And I was like, are you serious? And like, I was at home sulking, and like this commercial came on C-SPAN, I lie to you not, with Al Gore and these other assholes, and they was on there talking about, you know, global warming and giving bats and polar bears health care and stuff like that. And I was like, well, are you serious? They want people to send in money so that they can go out here and check the polar bears' hearts and all that type of shit. I was like, are you serious? Like, at that point, I'm already a Democrat, but I became outlandishly liberal. I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I was like, let's legalize crack, prostitution. Let's legalize weed. You know, the animals should have social security numbers. Like, seriously. No, animals need to have social security numbers. Seriously. Because if an animal is getting treated better than a human being, that bitch needs to be paying taxes. That's just plain and simple.
Thank you. just like you said you would. Oh yeah, and love and happiness had a big coming back. Oh, for the true and good. Oh, everything is gonna be alright. He's coming back. Like you said he would. Oh yeah, yeah, it's gonna be alright. He's coming back. Feel your emotion.
have decided, determined, I'm committed that I'll run, no matter the cost. And I have decided, determined, I'm committed that I'll run, even though at times I may get lost. I'm going to finish my race. I'm going to take my proper place in the winning circle. I'm going to run anyway. I don't know where or when or how, but I know that I'm going to make it. Oh, now so safely in amazing grace. I made up my mind, and I don't have much time, but I'll run till I finish. I'm going to run this race. I'm going to take my proper place in the wind. But I'll run till I
good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Evening Cruise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. It's time for us to go over into our series of our Heartbeat Matters. We're going to go over issues national, worldwide. First of all, we're going to go about the issue of President Obama made a remark this morning concerning the Zimmerman case. His quote was, "Martin could have been me." This is a very touching story. We also have an unscheduled and unusual personal remarks. President Obama tried Friday, which is today, to explain why African Americans were upset about last week's acquittal of George Zimmerman in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin, while lowering expectations for federal charges in the case. Quote, Trayvon Martin could have been me 35 years ago, end quote. Obama told White House reporters in a surprise appearance at the daily briefing. A Florida jury acquitted Zimmerman last Saturday in Martin's February 26, 2012 shooting death, including inciting anger among many who considered the incident racially motivated murder. Obama issued a written statement on Sunday noting that the jury had spoken and urging calm and reflection. Speaking Friday without a teleprompter, Obama noted a history of racial disparity in law as well as more nuanced social prejudice that contribute to, quote, a lot of pain, end quote, in the African-American community over the verdict. Quote, there are very few African-American men in this country who have not had the experience of being followed when they were shopping at a department store. That includes me, end quote, the president said. Quote, there are probably very few African-American men who have not had the experience of walking across the street and hearing locks click on the doors of cars. That happens to me, at least before I was a senator, end quote, he continued. Quote, there are very few African-Americans who have not had the experience of getting on an elevator and a woman clutching her purse nervously and holding her breath until she had the chance to get off. That happens often, end quote, he said, saying he didn't intend to exaggerate those experiences. Obama added that they, quote, inform how the African-American community interprets what happened one night in Florida, end quote. Quote, the African-American community is also knowledgeable that there is a history, racial disparity in the application of our criminal laws. Everything from the death penalty to the enforcement of our drug laws, end quote, he said. Quote, and that ends up having an impact in terms of how people interpret the case, end quote. African Americans feel the content of the Martin killing is little known or denied. Quote, and that all contributes, I think, to a sense that if a white male teen was involved in the same kind of scenario, that from top to bottom, both the outcome and the aftermath might have been different, end quote, Obama said. Also, we're going to go to a department. This is reported from the Hip Hop Wired, Department of Justice, to review Trayvon Martin shooting following NAACP petition. On Saturday, July 13, George Zimmerman was found not guilty of charges stemming from the February 26, 2012 shooting of Trayvon Martin. In response, the NAACP launched a petition urging the U.S. Department of Justice to file civil suits, civil rights charges against the one-time accused killer, which they are now looking into. Sunday, July 14th, the DOA announced a review of the fatal shooting of Martin, an unarmed teen presumed to have been racially profiled by the neighborhood watch leader. Quote, experienced federal prosecutors will determine whether the evidence reveals a prosecutable violation of any of the limited federal criminal civil rights statutes within our jurisdiction, and whether federal prosecution is appropriate in the accordance with the department's policy governing successive federal prosecution following a state's trial, end quote, the department said in a statement. After more than a year of media fury, protests, and a large division in their theories, a jury of six women found Zimmerman not guilty. The verdict disappointed the Martin family and supporters rallying behind the slain high school student. Quote, we are outraged and heartbroken over today's verdict, end quote, NAACP President Ben Jealous said following the verdict. Quote, we will pursue civil rights with the Department of Justice. We will continue to fight for the removal of stand your ground laws in every state, and we will not rest until racial profiling in all of its forms is outlawed, end quote. In other news, the George Zimmerman trial coverage, nearly 45 cases signed NAACP petition calling for the Department of Justice investigation into Trayvon shooting. That is a repeat of the last story. Sorry for that. And also, an overview, we know that things and the position of people. Also, we just note that their positions. Also, we do businesses, and we have to be mindful of their position on these cases, and we can position our voices by our purses and our wallets, how we choose to recognize their businesses. So we must be vigilant in this effort of inequality and injustice. And we know that if we continue to be diligent, justice will be served. If you would like to ring in on this topic, be sure to call in on our guest call. It's 347-838-9545. That's 838-9545. Or you can go to our chat. Our chat lines are now open. You can speak your voice so you can be every Friday we will be doing the series national and worldwide, and be sure to come and listen to us on every Fridays and have your voice heard as we keep the fight on this battle. We're going to go to a song, and we will be back. And if you would like to make a response or you can do so. Our next song coming up is coming from the Five Blind Boys of Mississippi, and the song's entitled It Could Have Been Me.
Lord, I thank you knew we will. Have anybody been lonely tonight? The Lord said he'd be a company keeper for you in a lonely hour. If you know he's been.
Okay, we are back. I'd like to kind of thank everyone for joining us. We are on our Heartbeat Matters series. We're talking about the injustices and ways we can remedy the situation of the loss of life of our precious youth that's been continuing in the nation, and we want to make sure there's awareness and also make sure we keep our officials aware of ways to shape the laws where disparity won't be continued. On the last song that we heard, it was coming from the Five Blind Boys of Mississippi, in which they said it could have been me. I personally can contest to that sentiment. It could have been me. It could have been me walking home on that night in Florida. Such a tragedy. If you would like to chime in on the topic today, be sure to call in on our call-in number at 347-838-9545. That's 347-838-9545. Also, our chat lines are open if you would like to make your comments there. As we said in the last segment, we were talking about the response from the president in the Zimmerman case. I've also noticed other cases similar to the Zimmerman case, which are coming up very soon. Actually, it was a woman that had a child that was going out to take their trash out, in which he was approached by a neighbor, in which he accused the young gentleman of stealing his shotguns, and he responded by shooting and ending the young man's life. When the police was called, they was doing more questioning of the teenager's mother than the one that did the shooting. And we feel that it's definitely definitely something that's wrong with that picture. So we want to make sure that everyone is aware and make the officials accountable for their actions. We're going to go back to our music broadcast. We are glad that you join us on this. Make sure you make your comments on the chat thing. We'll continue to have it open throughout this broadcast, and also the lines will also be open that you can call in before we close out this broadcast. We are going to go back to our musical broadcast, and the next song coming up is coming from Dave Koz, and it's entitled Tender Is the Night. Seem to be having some technical difficulty. Your next song coming up is Walking Miracle, coming from Vanessa Bell Armstrong.
Hey, it's your boy Roddy Turkey. I'm here with my girl Vanessa Bell Armstrong, and we just want to let you know one thing. If you're living right now, then you're a walking miracle. Vanessa, come on.
You carry. What they're saying, it's what you're praying, not fainting, just believing, cause his word says he and a man that he shall lie, and he promised you will live and shall not die. I speak healing unto you, he's faithful to see his promise through. That's why every day that you see, every breath that you breathe, just proves you a changing, you're debating forever.
I compliment your eyes? Why do I see you when this stranger passes by? I swear I hear you in the whisper of the wind. I feel you when the sun is dancing on my skin.
About angels, when I think about angels, I was wounded for my transgressions.
Oh Lord.
He was bruised for my iniquity. And with his stripes, I'm healed. And I'm a living witness. I got double for my trouble. Katrina couldn't stop it. My body is healed of cancer.
DL.
Chapter 2.